This is Behind the Wheel, powered by behindthewheel.com.au.
Hello, Paul. Lovely to talk to you. Welcome to Behind the Wheel.
Thanks, Joel. It's very nice to be with you.
Well, I guess the best place to start would be the beginning. Can you tell us a bit about Alltrex?
Alltrex started back in 1984, would you believe? So 30 years at the end of this year. It was initially a one-man operation who was supplying number plate protectors into a small selection of automotive accessory outlets and a few car dealers as well. And that was, as I say, 1984. And he did that for a few years until we bought the business from him in 1991. So it's been in my family's sphere of ownership since 1991. And it's 100% Australian owned. We manufacture, import, and distribute a range of automotive accessories and car care products. So it's grown from those early days with just one product. And whilst it's grown from that one product, it still remains, I suppose, our major product line and certainly what we're best known for. We are the undisputed market leader in the number plate protector market in Australia, and we sell well over 180,000 pairs of those number plate protectors every year into the aftermarket and also into new car dealers, where we print their names and their logos for their promotional purposes.
Right, okay. Well, it's a massive industry, isn't it? And one that you don't think too much about when you're driving around. But, you know, every car just about has got a license plate protector or surrounded of some sort.
I mean, we'd like every car to have one, and we'd like them to have an Alltrex one. And obviously those particular products are marketed under our Alltrex brand, and there's some other products that are also under that brand, which there's a Rego plate locks, which are anti-theft one-way screws so that people can't steal your number plates. There's also an invisible adhesive film that's used for headlight and paint protection. That's under the Alltrex Skins brand. And we also do a do-it-yourself window tint range of products, which are also under the Alltrex brand. But I suppose in more recent years, we've expanded into some other products.
Yes.
So we have a car care detailing accessories range under the CarSmart brand. So that's sponges, chamois, cloths, brushes, that sort of thing. We're also seeing significant growth in our air freshener range of products, which we have under the Refresh Your Car, Bahama Bag and Driven and Little Trees brands. And between those, they're probably the leading automotive air freshener brands in the world.
Right.
I know, for example, they've got over 60% of the USA market between those brands. So, we're getting very good results with them and expecting even better results in the future. We moved into the distribution of the UK's leading car care chemical company, Tetrasil. So they appointed us as a distributor of their products here in Australia.
Yep.
And they've got brands such as Teacups, CarPlan, Wonder Wheels and Triple Wax.
Talking about more products all the time, how do you sort of... Is it a gut feeling? How do you know which products are going to find a market and which products aren't?
Some is gut feeling, and I think we've got a reasonably long list of failures in that respect. I think the key there is you give them a try, and if they don't work, you quit them very quickly.
Yeah.
Somebody once said to me, your first loss is your best loss. If you hit on a good idea and you get the right product, then it can be very successful for you. And we've found that across, well, all these additional products we've added to the number plate protectors from the initial stage. So, we attend various trade shows. We keep an eye on what's happening out there. We try to stay away from products, I guess electronic products, that might start with very high price points and very high margins, but as technology develops very quickly, they tend to fall in price and margin.
Yeah.
Very quickly, so we've seen some people get caught with that sort of thing in the past. We like to look at products that we think have something a little bit unique about them.
Yes,
something that's different to what everybody else has done. I guess been in niche products such as number plate protectors and paint protection film and those sorts of things.
Mm. I guess an observation when I was much younger, and I remember going down to the auto store, a lot of it was skewed towards tools and parts. And because in those days, people used to spend their Sundays changing spark plugs and doing their timing and things like that. But, you know, an auto parts store nowadays, predominantly, probably 75% is the aftermarket odds and ends, like what you sell, the number plate protectors and things like that, the accessories, and also the actual car care market, the polishes and the washers. It is a huge market. That seems to be where the growth is, doesn't it? The car care and the car accessory sort of area rather than the car maintenance part.
Yes, I think a lot of people, I mean, everybody's time poor, and so a lot of people won't sit and change their oil and their spark plugs and so on and so forth. They're outsourcing that sort of thing. But I think things like washing and polishing their car, I think people still enjoy doing that. Mm. I guess to an extent, if you're under your car, working on your car, you're under the car and you're potentially in a garage and, you know, it might be a nice, bright, sunny day outside and you could be out there. Whereas you wash your car and you polish your car, you can do that in those good weather type days.
Yeah.
And that gets you outside and so on. I mean, you're absolutely right. I think the growth is certainly in appearance and experience type products.
Mm.
And to an extent, there's probably a growth in products that people can personalise their car or
yeah.
their, you know, pride and joy with. So things from, you know, seat covers and those sorts of things and even designer films. And I think something that seems to be growing at the moment things like, you know, full car wraps where they can really personalise the look of their car. So I think that is a growing area, and I think there are segments that are growing more strongly and there are segments that are probably growing in negative territory in a sense. But certainly some of those areas seem to be moving quite strongly. We certainly are seeing steady growth in most of our products year in, year out. Air fresheners, I would say, is definitely a very, very strong market segment, certainly for us. We're fortunate we've got, as I say, some of the world's leading brands that we're distributing. But it's not just us. I know some of our competitors are doing very well, and certainly all our major customers, it seems to be a very strong growth area for them, as are the car care chemicals segment, the shampoos, the polishers, wheel cleaners and so on. That I think since the end of widespread water restrictions a few years ago, that segment has really taken off and is now a really strong performer for most of the major auto retailers.
It seems to be the way, anecdotally, because when you do go to the auto parts stores, the number of different brands and different varieties of polishers and car washers and sponges and chamois, and it's huge. It's absolutely massive. I think the thing that we've all found, anybody that's bought car polish, it really can be a bit hit and miss, can't it? And I know you've got this new product out, the T-Cut Colour Fast, which I've had a go of and was very impressed with. Why is that different? I mean, has it been designed to be easy to use? Because that's what I found. It went on easy, came off really easy, and the result was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the thing with polishes, I guess, is there are a lot of people who use the term polish as well when they mean wax and vice versa. I think the problem there is no real great definition of that. I like to, because they're often interchanged, and I sort of think of a polish as a corrective product designed to give something a smooth, shiny surface, whereas I think a wax is more protective. It creates a temporary barrier against UV rays and the elements and so on. The T-Cut Colour Fast, I think, is a combination of both those things, plus it adds a colour pigment. There are products which are often described as colour polishes, but they actually only mask a surface imperfection. They add a pigmented wax. The T-Cut Colour Fast actually removes those surface imperfections. So we actually prefer to call it a waxing paintwork restorer.
Mm.
It's a 3-in-1 product. So, as I said, it removes the surface imperfections, doesn't just mask them. It enhances the colour and the shine, and it protects the paintwork from the elements. So it does this by cleaning and renovating the paintwork. It removes oxidised paint, light scratches, blemishes, and so on, and leaves an extremely smooth surface. It has colour pigments. They restore and enhance the original colour. It also has waxes which leave a protective layer, also enhance the shine and obviously create a barrier against further fading from sunlight and you know, the impact of the other elements as well.
Yeah.
So we think it's pretty unique in that sense. It's certainly easy to use. as you said, easy on, easy off. That's what we think. It's you know, it's pretty easy to use. You just apply it to a damp cloth and just rub it on one panel at a time. Allow the panel to dry and then buff it off with a dry cloth. Very, very easy, and as you've seen, the result's excellent.
That's right. Well, yeah, the review is on the Behind the Wheel website, so check it out. And it's one thing to do a little piece, and yes, it only takes a couple of minutes, but I remember the old days where you'd cut and polish and do all sorts of things with a car. It'd be almost an all-day thing. I reckon you could go around with the T-cut Colourfast, give it an hour or so, and the results well worth that bit of time.
Absolutely. We had a young lady doing some work for us when we first got this product range, and she was just doing some work in her university holidays here, and she had a car, I can't recall what it was, but it had very, very faded red paint work, and almost a light crimson, I guess. It had, that sort of really faded look. I was demonstrating the product to some people here on a very small section of the car, and on her car, and the difference when we applied it was astonishing, how easy it was to use, and then the colour that came back was absolutely amazing. Anyway, she took the product home and got her father to do a car over the weekend, and he said exactly what you said. It took him about an hour to do it.
Yep.
And it looked like brand new afterwards, and the first time the people here at work had seen the product used, and they were amazed.
Yeah, very impressed.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, as well, if you go back to the 70s and 80s, the quality of the paint on the cars is nothing like what it is nowadays. And if you've got a good product that you're putting onto good quality paint, the results will be, just as impressive as if you're doing it on a car that has got the faded paint and it has seen better days. So,
absolutely. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And we all have our cars out in all sorts of weather all the time, and I think we get amazed at how dirty they get, but it's not just the dirt, it's the muck that is on the on the surface of the car. If you rub your finger across your panels, there are bumps and things everywhere, and that's what this product does. It will remove all of that, and what that does is also it traps the water. So when it rains, the water gets trapped on the surface of the car, and that stains it and further damages the paint. So the benefit of using the T-Cut Colourfast is after you use it, you will have a very, very smooth surface, and the water just beads straight off. It just, it doesn't sit on the surface at all. It's, so it does create that real protective layer, and as well as enhancing the shine.
Yeah, well, as I say, Paul, I was very impressed with the T-Cut Colourfast, and I believe it is available on the Altrex website. You've got an online shopping part there on the website, which is really smart, but also available in retailers as well.
Yeah, that's right. The Autobahn network of stores is putting that product in right now. Some of the stores already have it, but they'll all have it over the next few weeks. It's also in a selection of Auto Pro, Auto One stores, and a number of other independent outlets as well. We expect that we'll grow the distribution with it. It's an outstanding product, and once we get the message out to the consumer, I'm sure they'll give it a try, and they'll be just as happy with it as I am and as you were.
Exactly. Well, good products generally look after themselves when they hit the stores. So, I think that hopefully we can help it along a bit, because, as I say, I was impressed and thought we'd find out more about Altrex and about the Colourfast range. It's been great catching up with you, Paul. All the best for the future.
Thank you very much, Joel, and thanks for the call, and nice speaking with you.